You can almost envision the wide-angle camera on the bottom of the helicopter as it's passing through the Red Rock Country. Right? That's why you picked this music, isn't it? See?
That's from The Spirit of Wonder, the IMAX film on Sedona.
There you go. There you go. It's the perfect theme for today's topic.
Leave it to Gary.
We're talking Red Rock State Park with the park manager, Heidi Erickson, as well as the chief of communications for the Arizona State Park and Trail System, Michelle Thompson. And we're talking a little bit about the history of how a state park is born, in particular Red Rock State Park. I thought it was a particular interesting story on how it was formed. Red Rock State Park is very easy to get to. No high clearance vehicle required. Paved road right up to the parking lot.
Absolutely. Once you get off the loop road into the park, there's only half a mile of pavement. And once you park at the visitor center, you're on foot the rest of the way.
And Red Rock State Park is there just a little bit west of Sedona. Beautiful, beautiful panoramic views. A very appropriately named state park. It's spectacular views. But talk about your calendar of events, because as an education center, y'all particularly drive a very heavy event-filled calendar.
Correct. We have a lot of programs at our park. We have a great group of volunteers who do a lot of our interpretive hikes. Every Wednesday and Saturday, we have a bird walk. From this time of year, it starts at 9 a.m. As soon as we get to March, it'll go to 8 a.m. But it's every Wednesday and Saturday.
You're right in there on the riparian waterways.
Absolutely. Oak Creek goes right through our park.
A very target-rich zone for bird watchers trying to log their sightings.
Absolutely. There's a lot of birders that consider themselves listers, so they have these checklist of birds, and they try and see as many birds on that list as they can.
And what are some of the birds you would see regularly at Red Rock?
Yeah, we're just getting out of the winter season for birds, so we see a lot of white-crowned sparrows right now, dark-eyed juncos. We do have some year-round birds as well. There's a northern cardinal pair that we see very regularly, some spotted towhees as well, northern harriers and red-tails in the raptor area, and then lots of other songbirds that we see more sporadically but very regularly.
And what would be one of the more exotic birds someone has spotted and listed in the park?
Well, in the last 2.5 months, we've had our first sighting of spotted owl, which is pretty unusual. You'd normally think of them more up in the pine forest, where we're kind of in the pinyon-juniper belt of vegetation. So apparently there's enough big trees along our riparian area for that spotted owl to come over from the Flagstaff area, and we've been seeing him not every day, but several times a month for the last 2.5 months.
And I would guess as he sets up his territory that he's probably a pretty healthy bird. Lots of pickings right there along the river.
Yes, and we also have some areas that used to be farmed. So there's some fields with pocket gophers, and I'm sure those pocket gophers are pretty tasty to an owl.
So a bird walk every... How often do y'all do that?
Wednesdays and Saturdays, all year long.
That's fantastic. How about this archaeology hike?
Yes, we do have some archaeology in the park. Most of it is protected and off trail, but we do have some things you can see from the trail, including a very nice petroglyph panel along our smoke trail. We also have some... examples of check dams where Native Americans, kind of had little terraces where the water would accumulate. And we also have some base structures still visible from pit houses and field houses.
And right there, all in the boundaries of the park itself.
Correct.
That's fantastic. And an ethnobotany hike?
Yeah, so ethno has to do with people. Botany has to do with plants. So how people used plants. So... they use them not only for construction, but also for food, for medicines, for making sandals, for making clothing. And this is the low-tech, kind of way of making stuff in prehistoric times. So we kind of highlight all the different plants that we're passing and how people might have used them in the past.
That's a cool one. And you can't have a Red Rock State Park without having a geology hike.
Correct. Yeah. We have some very, very knowledgeable volunteers that work with us that know a lot of that history about the ancient past and geology. If you consider somebody stretching out their arms, we humans have been on this earth just if you took a nail file and filed the fingernail. That's the small little bit that we've been on the earth. So there's a lot to know, a lot to learn about geology, and it's on great display in Sedona. So we try and give visitors a little taste of the formation of those nice, beautiful red rocks.
What can you tell us about the Kestrel project y'all are working on up there?
Yeah, we've gone together with the International Raptor and Falconry Center, and they've agreed to come out and put up a Kestrel box. Kestrels are on decline across the United States. We're hoping to be part of a larger study to see what might be driving this reduction in the Kestrel population.
And what's this on April 1st? We've got amazing geological sites of northern Arizona with Ken Bork.
Yeah, Ken Bork is actually a guy who's come out and done some talks for us several times.
Is he with the park system?
He is not. He's a local resident of the Verde Valley. He has a PhD, so he has a lot of knowledge about geology. So he'll be there on April 1st at 2 p.m. In our theater doing a presentation on northern Arizona sites with, beautiful geology.
And where could somebody go find this calendar?
If you go to azstateparks.com and then look at the park list and select Red Rock, you can see all our currently scheduled events at the park.
Michelle, you've been at the state parks, you were saying, just about a year. Are you the one responsible for the rebuilding of the state parks website?
I came in right when it was finalizing, but I'm responsible now for making sure that all that information is kept updated and current and just the best thing for people to go. So azstateparks.com is really your one-stop shop for anything park-related.
Well, congratulations on the rebuilding of that site, because it has become one of the simplest, easiest sites to navigate. As you have a list of the parks right there. You could just pick and click a list of the
You can also reserve the cabins on that website.
That's what
you
I was trying to get to. What's available at each park? Amenities. There's that word.
Yeah, cabins, campgrounds, campsites, RV sites, everything. And you can there's a button that says find your park. And you can see what each park has. If you're looking for biking or hiking or camping or water activities, you can just check that and see which of our parks has what you're looking for, has the amenity that you're looking for, so you can go and visit.
They also have group planning. So if you want a really unique place for a wedding, or if you just have maybe a business group that wants to get together or a family reunion, they have all kinds of things to choose from that way. It's right there on the website.
Yeah. More and more people want to do group camping too, just a big group of friends camping together. And so we're making more group campsites and more group campgrounds where they can do that.
That's a great call. So how do y'all decide who gets which park? Heidi, would you ever put in for another park in Arizona?
Absolutely. I grew up in Arizona. Michelle mentioned Patagonia Lake. I loved that park when I was younger. The two parks that are nearest to Phoenix are Lost Dutchman and Picacho Peak.
Yes.
So I went to those parks all the time as well. So, I would definitely be interested at some point in the future, not at the moment, but at some point in the future, I'd be willing to move somewhere else.
And you have like three or four neighboring state parks right there in your backyard, right?
The Verde Valley has a high density compared to other parts of the state of state parks. We have Slide Rock up in Oak Creek Canyon, Dead Horse Ranch, Fort Verde down in Camp Verde. We also have Jerome Historic Park over in Jerome. And then not too far from us is also Reardon Mansion, one of our partner parks.
Right off the campus of NAU and Flagstaff. That's a great park. We've been there and visited that docent many times. Just the creativity of the engineering that went into that house and some of the modern conveniences they had back when they were originally building. Reardon is one of my favorite places to go and visit as an engineer, but as a hiker and equestrian horseback rider, we're going to do a methodical search for the state parks of where we can bring the horses and the trailers.
We'll report back to you.
We'll report back to you on that.
I like that kind of homework.
Absolutely. So what else have we got to cover here as far as Red Rock State Park, the things to do, the explore, the group planning, the events that are coming up? Again, that website is absolutely awesome. I'm on Red Rock State Park right now, and I just want to jump in the truck and run up there right after the show's over. Are you running right back up? Thanks for coming down today.
I am. Today is a work day for me, so I'll be driving back to the park today.
Just in time for everybody to get there, yeah?
Well, yeah. I hopefully I'll get there by noonish. Yeah. So that's a busy time. Around 11 to 1 is our busiest time.
And Michelle, y'all are up to 35 state parks.
We are up to 35 state parks. We actually have a couple new state parks opening later this year. So
in addition
keep an eye out. In addition to
the 35, or you have 35 some that are not quite open yet?
Well, Rockin' River Ranch State Park, I know you guys have heard about that before, but that is one of the 35, but it hasn't been open to the public for 10 years that we've had the property, and that's going to be opening later this year. So we're really excited to be able to offer that. And that's also
up in
the Verde Valley and just right there on the river. We're going to have really good things to do in that new park.
And that's downstream from y'all.
Yeah, it's on actually the Verde River, which the Oak Creek flows into.
Into, right. And it's an old ranch that y'all acquired?
It's an old ranch. It's an equestrian area. It's really gorgeous. Beautiful, beautiful views. And we'll still have the equestrian parts there, and we'll have access to the water so people can come and get on the water and do camping. We'll have cabins so people can spend some real quality time up there.
And that's Rockin'
River Ranch.
Rockin' River Ranch. And y'all anticipate having that open to the public when?
By the end of this year.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. We're looking at probably October, November of this year.
Well, thanks again for taking time out of y'all's Saturday to come in and join with us, the sharing of all the information at Red Rock State Park, all the information of the general state park trail system in general. All we're trying to do in the 7 o'clock hour is people in places of Arizona to get our Arizona homeowners out in the vehicle, in their boots, on their bicycles, or in their saddles, exploring the great state of Arizona.
And Michelle brought with her 6 sets of state park passes. So if you text us at 411-923, the first 6 people that get in will have 2 passes. The passes are good day use. 1 adult, 1 child, or how many people are a vehicle?
Up to 4 people in a vehicle. Adults, 4 adults in a vehicle.
So, nice deal. 411-923.
Do it now for the first 6 passes that we have available?
I'll give out for the first 6 winners, they'll get 2 passes each.
Okay, very good.
Good for the rest of the year.
And y'all at State Parks have been very generous with us on those passes. We certainly appreciate it. We use them all the time to hand out to folks at home shows, and the little state park directory book as well is also a great book that I use all the time. It has a great list of amenities. See, now I got that word, you know.
Now we're going to overuse it. Michelle brought me a new box of those as well, so those will go out with every staycation winner and every ticket winner.
Fantastic. Michelle Thompson, Heidi Erickson, thanks a million for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.